Yesterday, you practiced using your imagination to successfully respond to your anxiety. Today, you're going to make a plan of action that will help you practice your response more consistently in real life. One of the best ways to start doing this is to get organized. Begin by writing out a list of feared places and situations in your life that lead you to feeling trapped. Think of places that are difficult to go and things that are difficult to do. Come up with a list of 5 to 10 situations or places. Once you have your list, you're now going to rearrange your list in order of least to worst fears. The beginning of your list will be items that cause you the least amount of anxiety, and at the end will be items that cause you the most amount of anxiety. Your goal over the next weeks and months will be to work through this list. You will slowly and methodically face each situation until you have conquered each and every one of your fears. This is now where the rubber really meets the road. This is where your breakthrough occurs. There is an important reason for starting with the easier items on your list. Starting with less feared situations allows you to move through these situations successfully. When you choose a situation that causes some fear but still feels manageable, you'll be able to remain in the feared situation as you use your skills until the trapped feeling dissipates fully. What you are ideally looking for is to remain in the situation until you actually start to feel bored. That's the best way to let your anxiety know that there is no threat in this situation. When you successfully stay in the situation until you're bored with it, then you are leaving on your own terms. You own that space now. On the other hand, if you leave the situation while your anxiety is still rising, this can send the wrong message to your anxiety that, yes, this is in fact a dangerous situation and should be avoided. As you move through your list, you will slowly gain confidence. You will slowly put an end to your fear of feeling trapped. There may be times when you want to practice the same item more than once. Take your time and practice as many times as you need. I know it probably sounds terrifying to purposefully put yourself in these situations. It's always scary to step outside of your safe zone and face your fears. But as I quoted earlier, the only way out is through. I promise it will be worth it in the end. As you succeed in various feared situations, you will realize your capabilities. You will realize that you are completely able to withstand the discomfort of feeling trapped and unable to escape. Are you ready to get started? You've a few tasks to work on today. Find a time to make your list and then focus in on the very first item. Take a look at your calendar and find a day in the near future where you will carry that item out. Mark it on your calendar and commit to following through. One great way to help you follow through is to enlist the help of someone who can come with you. Think of someone trustworthy in your life who can support you while you begin facing difficult situations, who can support you and cheer you on from behind the scenes. Sometimes just knowing that someone is rooting for you can make all the difference in your success. Each time you succeed at confronting one of the items on your list, you're moving one step closer to recovery. As you confront your fears, you will learn that you have the ability to keep going, even as anxiety stays in the background. For some people, recovery doesn't necessarily mean that all the thoughts will go away. For many people, recovery means that you are able to live your life, even if the anxious thoughts or physical sensations are present. Recovery doesn't happen in one magical moment. Recovery is a journey that takes time. And like any journey, you will experience both successes and disappointments along the way. In times of disappointment, remember how far you have come. In times of success, build confidence for the road ahead. You can overcome feeling trapped. You can overcome those moments when anxiety holds you back. Whatever you do, don't give up. One day, very soon, all of this brave work will have paid off. Now step forward and dare.